Well, the Australian share market is off to a solid start on Friday. The ASX 200 is up by just over a half of 1%. It's quite a contrast to what we saw yesterday. And the missing element in Thursday's session was the weakness that we saw the banks. And that's probably what's making the biggest difference on Friday, is that buyers are involved with that group. And we're seeing the ANZ, Westpac and CBA groups up by around a half to two-thirds of a percent. But overwhelmingly, the areas that we're seeing with the most improved outcomes are the resource space, excluding energy. And this is because we've continued to see metals prices improve. And this has largely been driven by a continuing weakening in the US dollar. So there's a bit of a risk-off sentiment at the moment that was reflected on Wall Street overnight, with both the Dow Jones and the S&P 500 hitting record highs. The economic flow of news is very encouraging at the moment where the US is concerned. And that was highlighted by the weekly measure of insurance claims for unemployment benefits, which is around a half century low. So today we've got Fortescue Metals up by around 4%. It was excluded from the improvements yesterday. It tends to produce lower grades of iron ore, so it's the high grade producers that are in focus at the moment. So BHP and Rio added to yesterday's gains, both of those stocks up by close to 2%. And as I said, other resource stocks are doing well also, including lithium miners. So Orocobre and Kidman Resources are up by around 6%. Lynas Corporation, the rare earths metals miner, is up by around 4%. Energy stocks are generally weaker, with the Santos and Oil Search groups in negative territory, but Woodside is up by about 1.5%. Gold stocks continuing to march higher. This has been a theme in recent days. In the absence of any catalyst, it's just been seen as a technical rebound in terms of the prices for the yellow metal. So St Barbara Limited and Saracen Minerals are each up by more than 2%. Not much company news around today. Flight Centre has acquired a digital organisation which is going to help with their transformation in relation to the customer experience. Premier Investments is down by around 4%. There's discussion about them spinning off Smiggle, and they've also had some broker downgrades, and the Aussie dollar is trading at 72.8 US cents.